Four games of playoff hoops on a Monday night. We have two series which ended. Two series are now anyone's series when the series score is 3-2. I don't know why I struggled to say that, but I did. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Leva Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Amy!
What's going on?
What a night. What a night. Two great games. Two bad games, or I should say two okay games. One okay game, one bad game. Let's start with the best game of the day. Indiana beats Milwaukee 119 to 118 in overtime. Heroic finish from Tyrese Haliburton. But phenomenal play towards the end, just grinding. Nembhard, big three. Everyone just kind of played really, really well at the end. Giannis finished with a 30, 20, and 13 in the playoffs. Like, that's amazing. Gary Trent Jr. was unbelievable. He had 33 points. And he did turn it over at the end, but he was the only reason they were in this game. No Dame Lillard. Everyone thought the Pacers would walk all over the Bucks, similar to how the Celtics did to the Magic, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But this was not that. I thought the Bucks were going to win, and the Pacers just did it. And we may have just watched the last Giannis game on the Bucks.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like everybody thought the Pacers were going to win, the Bucks were going to win, including the Pacers. And Tyrese Haliburton was like, nope. This win gives the Pacers much-needed credibility moving into the next round. Like, this was a really, really hard-fought game. Like you said, Gary Trent Jr. was the only reason that they were in this game. I mean, but you need someone aside from Giannis. They were the only people creating offense. Gary Trent Jr. turned into Dame Lillard, basically, except for in crunch time. The last two possessions, he turned over the ball, and it really threw away the game, unfortunately. Giannis couldn't hit the buzzer beater or the clincher before they hit overtime. It was a little sad to see. Giannis really left it all out on the court. And even after the game, he got into it with Tyrese Haliburton's dad and Benedict Mathurin. And like he, it's just so many emotions flowing. And it would be, if this is his last game for the Bucks, it'd be a very upsetting last game. Gary Trent Jr. really did the best that he could, though, honestly. He shot the ball about as good as anybody on the team could have. They just don't have enough around Giannis. And that's it.
Did you watch the show The Last of Us, the zombie show? Are you up to date?
No, but I played the games.
So you like know what happens?
Yeah.
Okay, so spoiler alert for the zombie show. You played Last of Us 2?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to spoil this. I'm just letting you know.
Anyway, there's basically towards the end where when Joel and Ellie are not getting along, okay? And Ellie speaks to a therapist and says, our last moments with someone should not define our life with them, but they often do. And I think that's a great way to put this Giannis thing of like, Giannis got Milwaukee a ring. Giannis is arguably the greatest Buck ever. You could make the case that's Kareem, and I'm not going to have that fight with you. It's not the hill I'm going to die on. But he's arguably the greatest Buck ever. And he finished, and like, it feels like his legacy is kind of like a good stats, bad team guy who's just frustrated that his team can't win. And I don't want that to be the legacy. Like, I really hope that it's not, that's not how we remember Giannis on the Bucks.
I don't think it will be. I have a little bit of moment of clarity, though, which is an interesting thought, was that watching this was a little bit like watching Giannis beat KD on the Nets. Like, it's just that point at which the player's like, I literally left everything that I could on the floor. Like, I know that I'm an all-time great. I left everything I could on the floor. This team just doesn't have enough.
LeBron in game one in 2018. These moments like that where the superstar just does everything they can. And it's just not enough. Jokic, if the Nuggets lose this series.
Okay, we should get onto that in a little bit later. But yeah.
And we'll get to that next. But Jokic is like so amazing this series. Whatever, we'll get into that next. But any more thoughts on Bucks Pacers? I do agree with you congratulating the Pacers. We need to give them mad props, and Cleveland's not gonna be able to walk all over them. That's gonna be a good series. Detroit beats New York 106 to 103. This is a tough loss. I watched this game, obviously. I don't miss a minute. I'm Knicks playoff basketball. And here's what I'm gonna say. Wobe agreed with me, which I was very happy about. Shout out to Will. I really hope one day he listens to this podcast. This was our best game of the five. Yes, we lost, but Mitchell Robinson showed out. And if Mitchell Robinson is playing that way, the way he plays, like that's going to be key for us in Boston. We missed shots. Brunson was 4 of 16. Cat was 5 of 14. And we like, I'm saying those guys shoot better almost every other game. but there were good looks that just didn't go in. Brunson was 7 of 10 from the free throw. Like, he never misses free throw shots, and he missed 3, and we lost by a 3. Our bench actually played. Robinson and Payne played 22, 22, and 11 minutes, respectively. It was balanced out scoring. 6 Knicks were in double digits. This is exactly what I wanted. Instead of just, like, give it to Brunson, let's see what he can do. Give it to Taylor, see what he can do. We were right in this game, and full kudos to the Pistons for winning. But I left this game being like, this is, I want to see more of this. Like, I want to see this Knicks team with Brunson and Towns making shots. And I think they normally will.
Well, do you think that the bench minutes were, like, meaning it was good that they got minutes. Do you think that the players who played off of the bench were providing adequate support?
Mitchell Robinson was our second or third best player tonight. And he was on the bench. He was our sixth man. The Deuce McBride and campaign, they could have been better. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's okay, because the minutes they were on, like, Deuce McBride, he played 22 minutes. He was a +9. Like, they put in his minutes strategically, where when your bench players are in, you're supposed to be worse. Like, that makes sense. We survived the McBride minutes because Robinson played well and Bridges and Ananobi were scoring. So it wasn't like, oh no, Brunson, you know, Brunson only played 36 minutes. No, Nick played 40 minutes. Like, this was great. That's what I want.
Do you want to hear my random hot take? I think that Quentin Grimes being traded from the Knicks was the worst thing that happened for Deuce McBride. I think that when he felt motivated to win those minutes, he played much better.
I hear that. I like that take. It's classic you to have a hot take about a seventh man, though.
Very, very true.
For the Pistons, I feel bad. The Pistons, I won't even talk about them. I have to talk about them. Amon Thompson was great on both ends.
Sorry.
He was great offensively and defensively. Really bad at the free throw line. I almost wanted them to do Haka Thompson. He was 6 of 12 from the free throw line. Jalen Duren was phenomenal. He had 14 boards, 7 of them offensive. He was, like, great. Cade was Cade. Like, I feel like Cade and Brunson, you would kind of switch off. But also Tobias Harris was really good. And Dennis Schroeder, I think, is their second best player, is my take. Okay, next. Denver beats LA 131 to 115. We called this, or maybe I called it. I feel like we spoke. I don't remember who called it. But we said there was going to be a Jamal Murray game. And here it was. Jamal Murray, 43 points, 17 of 26 shooting, 8 of 14 from 3. When Jamal Murray is on, this team is, like, so, so, so good.
Yeah. Yeah. He tied Jokic for most 40-point games in the playoffs for the Nuggets. So that tells you how good he's been in the past for the Nuggets. I took serious notes on this game.
So I'll let you cook. I'll say one thing is that this is Jokic's favorite type of game. Like, he had a 13, 10, and 12. And his team won by 16. Like, he loves that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could just see it on his face. It's like, yes.
100%. 100%. So, okay. So the first thing was that Murray had a game. All right. He really had a game. Like, he was out there. He was feeling it. You could see he was hitting threes. He was hitting contested threes. He wasn't doing this all season, all series so far. Okay. I think notable that you kind of had a second Westbrook game in this game. He kept them in the second quarter when Jokic was out. He won a lot of those minutes for them. Like, you know, despite what scoring is reflected, he was playing good basketball. You have some bad Russell Westbrook minutes. The Clippers slowed down a lot in this game. Their defensive rotations were really off. Maybe it's like a, you know, a classic Denver thing. Like, it's harder to breathe there, whatever. But they looked a lot slower. Like, they just didn't look like they had any answers.
I think that when Murray, you can correct me if I'm wrong, being that you deep dove this game and I just watched the highlights. But I think that if Murray hit tough shots, but, like, when you have to defend a Murray, assuming Murray is playing like an all-star, and Jokic, I think any team defensively can't do anything. Like, the Thunder, the Clippers, anyone will look slower.
But their rotations to Murray were slower this game. Like, their hands were just far enough away that he got better looks. The shot making on his part was higher this game, obviously. Their shooters were contributing. Like, they haven't been able to do this consecutively with kind of collectively the team. There was a note from last game that Jamal Murray said, I think that their X factor that's really affecting us is Nicholas Batum. That made me watch Nicholas Batum more this game. He said, like, he's like a 35-year-old guy, like 36. It's actually funny. He was like, damn, 6-year-old guy who's contributing really well on both sides of the floor, but, like, underratedly. I watched in this game. It's true. Like, he's really helping on defensive rotations. He hit a great block on Jokic also. Like, he was playing as good as he's been playing throughout the series, but the Nuggets had the kind of game that they needed to have. the Clippers also, they just didn't look cohesive also on offense. Like Kawhi wasn't really getting his shots that he usually gets. He's looking more distracted. And James Harden was being suffocated more.
Yeah, the Nuggets came out strong with a 35-23 first quarter and really never looked back.
Yeah.
Like they scored 35, 32, 32, and 32 all four quarters. It's going to be really, really hard to match that. Okay, next and last game of the day, Boston clinched the series. They win 120-89. Paolo Banchero went to the bench with 5 fouls and that was it. Boston just pulled away and pretty much cruised to the victory. Jason Tatum, 35 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds. Celtics actually abandoned their usual strategy of like 3-pointers and only shot 24. And they just completely went for it in the paint. They shot 43 of 76, 56.6%. They were phenomenal. They were great. They look good. And they are going to play either the Knicks or the Pistons.
Yeah, this is what the Celtics were supposed to do. Like, this is, you know, as the better team on paper and in reality, this is how you close out a series effectively. And they did it like, good job. Good job.
Yes. Okay. Predictions. Golden State at Houston. Golden State is up 3-1. Houston is favored by 4.
The Warriors are kind of big time banged up. I think that the Warriors are going to take it, though. I think that Steph is going to have a better game than last game.
Interesting. I have the Pistons. I have the Rockets.
It's just always Knicks, Pistons in your brain.
Huh? I know. I'm really focused on that. That's the truth. So yeah, I have the Rockets winning this game. Minnesota is playing LA. Minnesota is up 3-1. This game is in LA. LA is favored by 5.5 coins, and I think that is accurate. I'm going to say LA is going to win.
I also think so. I think that they're going to. This is my hope that they figure out some method to make this series interesting again. And make people like freak out and be like,
the recipe is what happened in 2016, right? Like when LeBron and Kyrie went nuts. Like you basically just need Luka and like I feel like that's such a famous graphic, the 40-40. Like you basically need that from LeBron and Luka.
They just need the Timberwolves to have an offensive game where they're not all in sync. And it definitely could happen.
I think that's one game. That's the recipe is one game like that. One game where LeBron and Luka go nuts. And then game 7.
I hope, but the truth is that it's also, there was a thing I posted on Twitter.
Statistically unlikely.
Yes. But it's a thing I posted on Twitter also that Anthony Edwards, I think we can, if he finishes this series, we can officially call him the legend killer. He's faced too many all-time greats that he's eliminated from the playoffs, especially if they go against Golden State next round. It'll be cool.
Very cool.
I would say I'm not into the legend killer. It's like a little too early for me for that. I would say he's officially a playoff guy.
Come on, you got to be more than that. Anthony Edwards, he's not just a playoff, like the term playoff riser has come up a lot in the past few days. He's a playoff, like, I don't even know how to.
He's just
astronaut.
He's better in the playoffs. I'll give him that. Like he elevates in the playoffs, like legend killer. Like he plays a lot of like old teams.
He plays a lot of old teams really aggressively. And when he plays young teams, he's pretty successful against them. He's pretty good.
He's good in the playoff. I don't know about legend killer. A lot of people were legend killers. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting, for producing, and for coming up with some great, great nicknames. I really have come around. It's been 30 seconds, and now I think it's an okay nickname. And I want to thank you for listening.
See you tomorrow.